Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Tuesday, June 14th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. We're filming very early today. Mm-hmm. Later in the afternoon, we're going to go down and see President Bush. Well, we probably won't see President Bush because of the clampdown, but we're at least going to go down there and make our presence known.
Right.
And the amazing thing, Lisa, is that still today, the day that he's going to arrive in our hometown, State College, PA, there's still no details whatsoever on times and so forth. So
this is the weirdest speech I ever heard of because nobody knows when he's going to be there.
Yeah.
So how do people know when to attend?
Yeah, so we know it's going to be this afternoon because he's going to give a fundraising speech for Rick Santorum earlier in the mm-hmm. day. But after that, they don't know what route he's going to take in, the times or anything. So it's a complete clamp down on information, but we're going to be
there.
It's
going to be a hard push for Santorum to move up the food chain if he's starting fundraising efforts 17 months ahead of time and gets the president himself to help out.
Well, this is going to be probably the premier race in 2006. It's only 17 months away, and he's going to be running against a Democrat named Bob Casey, whose father used to be the governor of Pennsylvania, and he's pro-life, which will give Santorum a run for the money. So this is going to be the one where they give the most attention to, probably in the whole country. So, and last night we made a banner. It's probably, 5 feet long, I'll bet you. I mean, you'll be able to see it from the moon.
It's so on big. 2x4s.
Yeah, it's huge. So
Bush can see it from his throne.
Yeah, so if we can keep it up, and it's kind of awkward, but it's big. So anyway, we have a guest today that's going to appear later in the Wing TV studio. His name is James Kajawa,
mm-hmm.
and so we're going to have an abbreviated show. We're going to go over a few news updates, and we're going to bring Jim on and let him speak a few words to the Wing TV viewing audience. So here's the first thing. Yesterday, Howard Dean, we all know him, right?
Uh-huh.
He came out and said that Fox News is a propaganda outlet for the government. So when did he fall off the turnip truck? You know, is this a revelation?
Did this just come to him?
Yeah, did this come to him? But I mean, why stop there, though?
Yeah.
Why not include CNN, ABC, NBC,
the
CBS?
The whole Liars Club.
Yeah, the New York Times, Newsweek, the whole thing. So he makes it seem as if there's just one propaganda outlet when the whole thing is a big scam.
Wake up, Howard.
Exactly.
Yeah, a new Gallup poll shows nearly 6 in 10 Americans are showing impatience with the war in Iraq and want Bush to not send any more troops. I mean, it's about time. The approval rating has dipped to its lowest.
Right.
It's 47% approve of him, and he hasn't said he's going to send more troops because now he's challenged because so many people are getting tired of this war. The trend is that for the first 2 years, the public supports a war, and this was shown with the Korean and Vietnam conflicts, too. And then after that, it subsides, and mm-hmm. it just totally deteriorates, so I don't know what they're going to do. Of course, Bush has no timetable to get the 140,000 troops out of there.
Right, and we mentioned that yesterday, and also we received the new edition of the American Free Press yesterday, their headline article, Congress talking about reinstating the draft. So, I mean, it's there, folks. It's
right
on the horizon. Military recruitment has dropped for the last 5 months. They said there's no possibility that the Army or the military is going to meet their recruiting goals.
Right,
so,
and there's no saying that Bush even cares what the public has to say about it, even though there is growing concern over this war in Iraq. And hopefully the people will just get their belly full and have enough.
Yeah. Now, guess what I got in my email box the last 2 days in a row now?
What?
Something from William Rivers Pitt from TruthOut. Guess what he wants again?
Money?
Another donation.
What's with the begging letters? Stop it.
Yeah. I mean, this guy has fundraiser letters literally every month where they go on for day after day after day.
William, get a tin cup and put a picture of it on your website.
I mean, this guy begs for money more than John Kaminsky. It's amazing how much he has his call. So what we do every single month is we just send an email to him and we say, stop begging for money. Get a job.
Get
do
a
something.
Job. Yeah, hats off to the American people living in Connecticut. They are protesting the alien invasion. They're having a demonstration June 25th at 9:30 in the morning in front of Senator Joe Lieberman's
mm-hmm.
offices in Hartford at One Constitution Plaza. And they're protesting an illegal amnesty bill called S-1033. So hats off to them for getting up off the couch and going out there. And even if you're nervous about protesting because there's a chance to get arrested, it's better than doing nothing.
Yeah. Well, since you mentioned that, I got an email this morning from someone. I'm just going to read like two lines of it. They say, be careful. They're talking about this Bush rally today, this Bush protest. Mm-hmm. They say, be careful since you may run a risk of arrest. Prior to appearing at the protest, like the day before, say something like, if we're gone for a couple of days, you know who to blame. And then they said, oh, by the way, I got to say, Evel Knievel's philosophy of life is a hell of a lot better than most.
Well, what's
so
funny about these
that.
Protesters, they made a cool flyer with a caricature of McCain, Kennedy, and Lieberman as the three amigos dressed in sombreros and full mariachi outfits singing Viva Illegales.
Oh, boy.
So they're putting a little humor into it.
Yeah. Well, I guess in a adjacent story, the American Union is rearing its ugly head again. We have a book. I should have brought it in with us. It's called The American Union 2005. And it really goes over what's awaiting us here. And there's testimony on Capitol Hill now, Lisa. And I want to just mention some of the things, some of the buzzwords that they use in this testimony. One of the things they said is Americans need to start thinking like citizens of North America. See that? Citizens of North America. They also said that we need to build a North American community. See the word community? And I always harken back to Hillary's book, We Need a Village. See, citizens, community, village. They also said that we need this common border that wraps around Canada, the United States, and Mexico within the next 5 years.
No, we need a border around our country that already exists.
It's amazing because, now see, the global elite wanted to have this implemented by 2005, this year. Well, as we could see from the European Union, things aren't quite going according to plan.
Right, and thank God the French and the Dutch did what they've done.
That's
because that stalls it out even longer. But that doesn't mean there's no threat of it happening for us on the horizon. We have to be vigilant and fight it.
Yeah, and that's the word, vigilant. We have to pay attention here because if the Europeans can put the kibosh on this EU constitution, we better be vigilant. We better pay attention to what's going on here because our borders are going to become non-existent within the next few years.
Right. We have to get going with this.
Yeah.
So what else you got?
Well, did you see this on the news yesterday? A story about 12 South American countries and 22 Arab nations meeting all together?
No.
Kind of weird because I didn't see it either. Now, I did see Michael Jackson, and we rarely turn our TV on, but I was listening to the radio yesterday. Jim was here. And
we thought we were going to have another birthday before they even read the verdict.
Yeah. So we actually turned the TV on and sat there and waited for them to read the charges, and Jackson was indicted, I guess. He was cleared of all charges. And you know, so that was
so that was the end of that distraction du jour. Now what's the next one going to be?
So here's anyway. Now think of this. 12 South American countries plus 22 Arab nations met to discuss what they see is going on in the world. One of the first topics was that they wanted Israel to abandon all Palestinian territory that they took over throughout the years, and they want to return it back to the pre-1967 Six-Day War parameters.
Like that's going to happen.
Yeah. Second thing they want, and listen to this, they want free trade, now see that, free trade to be harnessed because it's harming some countries and helping others. Well, I don't think it really is helping any countries.
No, it's harming everyone.
Yeah, and what it's doing is helping the multinational corporations and the international bankers. Finally, they want to reject terrorism. Now, that's a good thing, but they also say they want to redefine terrorism.
To what?
Well, what they say is that only certain countries get to name what terrorism is.
Such as?
Such as the United States and Israel.
Uh-huh.
So they're saying these are the countries that are giving us this definition
of terrorism. Well, what do they want? Who do they want to define it?
Well, they want an international body to define what a terrorist is, and I'll bet you...
Run by whom?
Well, yeah, that's the big problem, and once you start getting into international bodies, then I start getting a little bit nervous, but I'll bet Israel would be included on that list if they had a group of who the real terrorists were. Now, the other day, Colin Powell gave a speech, and even though he didn't mention anybody by name in the Bush administration, from what I understand, Dick Cheney was sitting there sizzling over this speech.
Why? What do you say?
Well, I guess they have this long-standing kind of antagonism between each other, and there's also word that Colin Powell might be writing a book.
Uh-huh. A tell-all?
Yeah.
About Evil Dick?
And they said that this book, the exact words they used was, this book would be devastating.
Another devastating tell-all book.
Yeah. Now, a couple more things here before we run out. There's a man named Ephraim Halevi. He was a former chief of the Mossad intelligence service, and he said that there are plans already being made to keep substantial U.S. military presence in the Middle East for decades.
Well, we figured that was the case. The PNAC wants to have troops all around the world, permanent deployments.
Right. So now this is coming from the former head of the Mossad, and he's saying that the United States is going to be there for decades, and it's like they're the ones determining it. I think maybe people in the United States...
Well, they're all on the same page, right?
Yeah, maybe the people in the United States should have a little bit of say-so in this and let us determine if we want our troops over there for decades.
People, talk your kids out of talking to recruiters. We don't need our kids getting eaten up by the military machine.
Exactly. Now, have you heard about this new book coming out about Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, there's two or three of them.
Yeah. Well, there's one, and we've actually talked about this on our show. One written by a man named Ed Klein. It's called The Truth About Hillary. And Hillary is getting some pre-review copies of this or finding out what's in it being leaked. And she said, this is her exact words, that Klein is going to rotten hell for this book.
Coming from Satan herself.
Yeah, she says, she'll be the one standing at the gate opening up the door for him. And I've said for years
now, Ed, get the garlic.
Yeah, if Hillary Clinton is ever elected president of this country, then we have the very daughter of Satan himself now in the Oval Office. I can't believe that even one person out of the 300 million people in this country would vote for that woman.
Hillary, our friend Rick Biaseta wrote a book, and you're in it, too.
Yeah.
When you dated him. It's not very flattering. Is he going to rot, too?
Yeah. Now, Matt Drudge, who I take with a grain of salt, but he said he's quoting from this book, and he's saying that Bill Clinton actually raped Hillary Clinton in Bermuda in 1979, and he said that this was the time when Chelsea was conceived. Now, people might say, Bill Clinton, a rapist, that's so far-flung, it's incredible. This could happen. Well, why don't they just go talk to Juanita Broderick? Now, she was the black woman that Bill Clinton raped in an Arkansas hotel room, and it was this close from charges actually being brought, but like with all things with the Clintons, they get their dirty tricks teams out there.
A vile, filthy, disgusting family.
Yeah, and there were bites all over this woman. And it was unbelievable. Now, they said that when this supposedly took place, this rape, Bill, of Hillary, and we all know he's a sexual predator.
Right.
Well, in this hotel room afterwards, there was broken furniture everywhere, stuff was broken, and it's kind of like the White House when they got into their spats, you know, when Hillary was throwing teacups and ashtrays at Bill. And
how romantic.
Yeah. I mean, do we want these people back on the world stage again? I mean, they really never left, which is amazing to me, but do we want these people back in our lives again?
No, and look at what we have in there already.
Yeah, I mean, it went from worse to worse to worse to even worse.
Don't
after
ask
that.
If it can get any worse.
Yeah, and if we get this woman and her husband, party boy Bill, back in there, it's over, folks. We're going to have this American union. We're all going to become citizens of this community that we talked about. And it's just going to be more of the dirty tricks again. So we go from Bush to Clinton to Bush to back to Clinton. It's just unbelievable. Now, before we go here we bring Jim into the studio, we're going to talk about this Coast to Coast AM 9/11 roundtable, which is going to happen Thursday evening. Well, we kind of ran out of time today, but that's going to be our topic of discussion tomorrow. We're going to look into the behind-the-scenes connection. Who's who, what kind of players there are.
Somebody emailed us today and said, why don't you try to get on Coast to Coast with George Norrie? We've tried to get on Coast to Coast.
How many emails did you send him? Like
many. And we wrote an article also and sent it to him. And we've gotten one response from him saying that they were taking a look at our 9/11 on trial stuff. And after that, nothing. And we told him that we were very interested in being included in this 9/11 roundtable. But, of course, nobody listens to us.
Yeah,
so.
Well, guess what? We're not the company men. And that's the big thing we're going
to
look into.
You have to be a company man to be on that show.
Yeah. So, folks, anyways, we're going down there. We're going to We're going to hold up our signs. Right. Say we got a couple hundred flyers printed up, so we're going to pass them out to everybody. We got this huge banner. It says 9/11 World Trade Center controlled demolition.
Right. And well, hopefully George will be considerate enough to let the public or whoever know when he's going to be there.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll be back on Wing TV tomorrow. We're going to bring Jim Kajawa into the studio. So keep your eyes open, folks. There's a lot going on.
See you then.
Hi, I'm Jim Kajawa from Tampa, Florida. That's spelled K-U-J-A-W-A. I'm here today to appeal to the 60s generation, to the baby boomers, to appear in New York City on 9/11/2005 for the 4th anniversary of 9/11. You know, back in the 60s, we didn't have PCs, we didn't have internet. You know, the only way we really did anything to get anywhere was to go out and protest. You know, we had our signs and we had everything else. And that's how we did it. It was effective. Nowadays, of course, we do have the PCs and internet, but it seems like a lot of people are just standing behind them, you know, hiding behind them and think that's the only way to do it. No, that ain't the only way to do it. You know, we got to get out there and protest. Make us stink. You know, the baby boomers, 60th generation. We are the largest segment of the population in the United States. We're still a force, and we can still do this. We can still get out there and do it. You know, some of you guys are probably retired. Well, get off your rocking chair now. Let's drop the fishing pole for a couple of days. Put your cats and dogs in a kennel, whatever, and get up to New York City. You know, plane. You know, train, motorcycle, bicycle, any way you can to get up there. And join me, Lisa, and Victor for that day on 9/11/2005. You know, some people might say, it ain't going to make any difference. You know, it's not going to do any good. You know, why bother? Well, let me tell you something. Just maybe, and I'll say it again, just maybe, some evil bastard out there will see us demonstrating, see what we're doing, and might just have a change of heart. Just have a change of heart. And maybe you'll start telling the truth. Hallelujah. That'd be great. And maybe one little card will come out and the whole house will tumble. So that's what it's all about, you know. Let's get together and... Hey, I got to travel 1,100 miles, I plan to, from Tampa to New York City that day, that weekend. And I'll be there, again, alongside with Lisa and Victor. And again, I appeal to the 60th generation and the baby boomers, everybody. Let's get there. Let's make a difference. And let's kick some ass, because I'm sick of it, and you all should be too. This is the final stand. Thanks for listening to me. Jim. Who's your mom?